There have been calls for the relocation of the Kotoka International Airport. This has been emphasized with Saturday's plane crash, but a retired pilot, Captain Emmanuel Odey William, thinks it is not necessary to relocate the airport, but authorities must put in place measures that will protect the people. He suggested the creation of tunnels and a timetable to regulate landing.
Kotoka Airport, like London Airport, like Idlewild or the JFK now, and LaGuardia and other places have been built inside or around places where people live. So this is not the only airport which has to be removed as a result of people building around it. I have also heard about Kotoka Airport being built around the Shai Plains or, you know, somewhere that area. This has been a long time project which has been on the air for several years now. So when are we going to remove from Kotoka Airport? And why should we remove from Kotoka Airport as a result of one incident which has happened there?
Captain, it's not just because of the incident, it's also because of the encroachers around the area.
There is a funnel which is created around airports. And if we are law-abiding, I would say that funnel is created because we don't want to create noise for people. I know that London Airport is one place where if you land after a certain period in the night, you are surcharged. This is because the people may have to take the airport management to court for creating excessive noise and not allowing them to sleep. And because of that, they also surcharge the aircraft which land there after, I think, 11 p.m. or so, and before 5 a.m. If that is so, if we want to do that, then we can do it. Otherwise, we have to make sure that the funnel is created, especially from the northern side, from where many of the aircraft come in to land.
Captain Odey Willie says it will be important to allow the committee set up by government to release its findings before providing any reasons for the crash. He says explains his reaction to the news of the plane crash.
I was watching the news on TV when I saw breaking news, and the lady said, well, we've got some information and we want to pass that on. And it was a plane crash at the Elwak Stadium. So I said, well, how could that be? Because looking at it, if an aircraft will crash at the Elwak Stadium, is it a small aircraft or what? So later on, everything started unfolding when I went on to another one and I saw the picture on television.
People are assigning a lot of different reasons for the crash. But from what you have heard, what do you think is really happening, or what do you think happened on Saturday night?
I do not want to assign any reason to it, especially at a time when a committee has been set up to try and investigate the whole thing. I have been in the aircraft some time ago. I've been a pilot from both the Air Force and Ghana Airways, and I've had some instances. I had a belly landing when I was in the Air Force. Then later on, I had aquaplaning when I was in Ghana Airways. It was at night at Kumasi Airport. And we nearly went off the runway. Thank God, we came back onto the runway and the aircraft came to a stop after applying the brakes. On such an occasion, all of us should wait patiently, not to assign any special reason to the reason or to the incident or the accident which has happened at the airport.
A retired pilot, Captain Emmanuel Odey Willie.